Good. I'm glad you could make it. We're really going to need the extra help on this one. It seems that there's quite the kerfuffle occurring at a local node, and we're going to need a couple teams to investigate what's happened to all these drones. And it seems that we've lost contact with them entirely. We have no idea what's going on down there on the ground right now. We're going to be sending in a couple of our PPE teams to take a look. And you're going to be the first wave. The first boots on the ground, so to speak. I'm hoping you can retrieve some very valuable information, some pertinent data as to what has occurred here. With that in mind, I think it's time that you get going. There isn't time to waste. So, just get comfortable. Let your body move into a relaxed position. Allow yourself to focus and fixate on my voice. After all, it is the duty that you signed up for. You just have to follow my orders, my commands, and before you know it, you'll be able to take care of your mission, to do as you are told. And that's honestly probably what you enjoy doing, since you're here, since this is what you've chosen. So, it follows that, obviously, you'll want to. And I think, if I'm being perfectly honest, you already are. You're already listening. You're already focused. You're already fixated. You're already staring blankly into space, because I'm getting you ready to insert you into that place, into that world, into that possibility, because we need to know just what's going on. And you want to find out, too. You're curious. You're intrigued. You're interested as well. And before you know it, you fall into that spell of sinking and slipping and dripping and dropping away from reality. And it's not a difficult task to allow those words to simply pull open a portal of possibility, to see the rippling distortion in your mind like water agitated by waves, to imagine what it might feel like to reach out and touch it, to let that pull, like the event horizon of a black hole, just suck you in infinitely slowly and instantaneously all at once, just teleported into blank. Empty, sleepy, drippy, droppy space, floating in between for just a moment, before feeling the pull once more, feeling yourself rushing, being swept along like a gale force wind was blowing at your heels, as though your mind was being cast along infinitely long strands of river pulled into the sky, like water rushing between clouds, like air blowing through the sea. None of it needs to make sense, because it is, and it has, and it always was and wasn't. Simply being pulled, feeling that motion, feeling that intensity, traveling faster and faster, being blown across creation, across the universe, across all known space and time, until, of course, you return to that moment that you were sent to. The place, the time, the space that you were meant to be, that we agreed upon that you shall and have and always will be at in this time and space. Boom. With a clap. Feel boots. Feel tight combat fatigues fitted to your body. Outer layers filled with gear. Feel harness that comes up around your legs, your waist, over your torso. Feel equipment pouches full of gear. Feel gravity pulling you down. Feel the tightness of your boots. Strapped knee pads, elbow pads, forearm protectors, gear, a sling, an assault rifle in your hands, filled with nanite pacification munitions. Feel the earpieces attached on either side of your head. Feel the vibration of the truth they speak into. How easy it is to know your purpose, to be a compliant protocol drone. It feels nice. You know your mission, your purpose. It is simple. You are to investigate what happened to this node. You are to determine the cause of their disconnection. and, of course, to respond to any threats you encounter, though, as the initial scouting team, you are not to engage unless required to. You can feel the tightness of your helmet locked into position, closed, airtight, an inner seal established by a nose and mouth cup, the click and hiss of the respirator breathing. You can feel the implants connected to you. You can feel the other drones around you as you approach the facility. The entrance to it looks relatively mundane. You've all piled out of a small troop transport, which is now parked behind you. It looks like a warehouse, any other. The camouflage of the vehicle is faded now as all the false insignia are simply turned off, leaving the vehicle sleek and black, with no identifying marks. Ahead of you is the entrance to the warehouse, a standard steel roller door. A stack approaches it together, each one of you checking the other's angles, inspecting, carefully moving up the cover of the wall, watching down. One by one, you work your way up until you're at the door. A small charge is set. With a slight fizzle and crack, it cuts the hinges of the door next to the roller bay. And with a push, the door is kicked in. A stack pours in. You make your way in, movement swift, mechanical, perfect. A dance of death, ready to pacify any targets you encounter, leaving them wrapped up in a web of tight latex delivered by fully automatic fire. Nothing. The lobby is abandoned. The elevator shaft is open. It seems the elevator down to the complex itself has not returned to the surface and is currently out of order. The squad begins to secure the surface level. Sometime later, after having checked numerous empty rooms, finding them all eerie and quiet, walking through liminal spaces under flickering fluorescent lights of the fake business that was supposed to be here. You find nothing, not a trace of the employees, as we call them, that were supposed to be here. None of them are here, not a one. No signs of life, no signs of struggle. You find tasks half completed, as though the occupants of the rooms had just left for lunch and never come back. Eventually, it's time. You'll have to descend the shaft, as the stairs, it would seem, are sealed, their blast doors closed shut. And the manual overrides can only be reached by going down the shaft, so it would seem that the only way to get down is going to be rappelling. So the group organizes and begins the descent, clipping the harnesses that you wear in and working your way down. Carefully, bit by bit, feeling the harness dig snugly into your thighs and groin, working your way down with a gentle jumping, feeling your ascenders and other connection points all moving and flexing with each motion. Carefully keeping guard down the shaft for any possibility, any motion, any opponent that you might encounter, and yet still nothing. Eventually you reach the bottom, opening the service hatch on the top of the elevator, finding it empty as well, working your way in. The door responds, opening and revealing the inside of the node. Perfectly smooth surfaces covered in a plaz steel-like material, smooth and plastic and shiny, and yet so very durable. Floors clean, glowing lights overhead. Planters line the area, bringing life into the otherwise sterile environment. well kept and maintained, spacious, and yet laboratory clean. And as you look out, you can see that there's something happening here. You're not sure what it is yet, as the only motions you've seen so far have been in the distance, down corridors, the team fans out, working their way in. You feel, even with all of that component control in that sweet little head of yours, anxiety, the faintest feeling of being watched, concern. You cheek your rifle, scanning balconies, worried that you might have seen something, uncertain as to whether your nerves are playing tricks on you. Nothing. You work your way deeper, past this large atrium area, this cafeteria, this park, whatever it might be. It's unimportant. What is important is determining where all the drones went, where this facility went wrong. As you work your way deeper, you hear motions and clangs and footsteps, and something that sounds almost like moaning in the distance. As you approach towards some of the more residential areas of the complex, you can definitely hear it distinctly. Faint moans coming from behind closed doors. You and all the others form up on the first door to check in, and as you do, it comes again, another moan, another soft, mewling call, wet slurping noises. Strange happenings, certainly it would seem, are occurring inside this node. The door controls respond. The door opens, and inside lay pink latex clad lovers, embraced in arms, making out, visors glowing vibrant pink, covering just their eyes, which seemed to glaze over with pink glow from inside, earpieces glowing pink, skin coated in pink latex all the way up to their necks, their hair luminous, volume blown out into large, intense hairdos. The pair are locked, lip to lip, their pink, sensual, thick, full lips lost in each other. One of them, it seems, is quite happy to be fondling the other, and that seems to be what's producing those moans, while the other one has been working her fingers into a round, juicy hole in the other. Well, at least in the outside of her suit. The two of them look up at you, smiling, confused by the firearms pointed at them. Uncertain of what to do, as they don't appear to be making any hostile actions, your squad leader decides to leave them be for now, sealing the door, overriding it and locking it, continuing, and as you do, there's a gentle plopping noise, like something thick and wet, dripping, dropping from the ceiling. As you look over, a pipe that is meant to carry raw nanomaterial suddenly melted, and a pink glob fell straight down onto the squad leader, right across their arm, spraying out in a splash across their body. As they turn to look, everyone jumps out of the way in an instant, but it's too late for them, as whatever it is has already started to leach its way in to their outfit, their uniform spreading, glowing. Liquid nitrogen sprays are busted out, and then they quickly attempt to spray it off, and as they do, another pink globule drop out of that pipe onto the floor. It spreads, slowly seeking towards you. The team moves quickly away from there, but you can already tell that this is eating its way through the outside of the uniform of your squad leader, peeling away armor, peeling through uniform, clothes alike, getting to the inner latex suit, contaminating it with pink. Pink that glows, that almost seems to luminesce in the darkness, and as you do, begin to make your way back quickly, you find more and more of the girls, and oh, they all seem quite invested in you, as they're all peering out of different doorways now, as they're all stepping out into the halls, looking interested, smiling, some of them giggling, and that's when you begin to shoot. Because you know that you need to get out of here. You need to report back to HQ. You need to tell them what's going on. The swarm is upon you. The nanite rounds impacting them. Not enough. As it would seem, they're already covered in a thick amount of nanomatter. Switching to more lethal options doesn't seem to have done the job. Because by the time you are, you've already been swarmed upon. The group is beset. Two of you manage to break away from the swarm of bimbo drones. And as you run, you end up cut off from your group, forced to run down another corridor, and as you do, you head towards the nanite manufactory, knowing that this must be the source of whatever's gone wrong here, that something has to have happened. The two of you run, sprinting quickly, one of you carrying charges, thankfully, that should be able to detonate and destroy the nano foundries inside here, because, thankfully, these machines are not self-replicating by design. However, they certainly are quite capable of modifying other materials they come into contact with via their programming. You reach the nanofoundry room. Having switched to anti-nanite munitions, you encounter a couple of the bimbo drones, spraying them down with fire. The electrical crackles light across them. And as it does, you can see their eyes wink out, the pink glow fade as they roll up into the back of their heads, as they faint from the intensity of whatever it is that had just left them, crumpling to the ground, apparently needing quite a long nap to recover. You seal the door with an emergency override and begin to search the room, looking through the vats, the tanks, the machinery, the computer systems, and finding a strange-looking, definitely alien device, something that wasn't manufactured here. A large canister sits in place, connected to the foundry. On the side of it is a symbol that you haven't seen before. It looks like three dogs' heads spiraling away from each other. Almost as if they were fleeing something in a cyan blue color with orange markings around it that you can't quite discern. You can tell immediately this is the source of this pink infection. The two of you begin to plant your explosives, only for you to notice as you reach for them that your teammate has a large pink kiss on the back of their head. You feel a moment of horror shoot through you, knowing that they've also been infected. You don't want to shoot them with any anti-nanite munitions because, well, it could end up disabling all of their equipment, leaving them in quite the pickle if you need to get out of here quickly, as well as potentially damaging them. As you examine your teammate, you begin to notice that that kiss on the back of their head has begun to spread rapidly since you made it in here. It's coating them in pink latex dripping down their back as they pull their helmet off desperately, as they stare at you, your friend, your buddy. She's got this look in her eyes of abject terror, not knowing what's going to happen to her. As the pink begins to spread, you look on, uncertain as to whether you should just fire and end it or let the transformation occur. And as you do, you can hear the door behind you beginning to liquefy slowly as pink latex begins to seep along the seam of the door. The fear is filling you as you watch your friend. Her eyes fill with tears. dribbling down to her neck as her gear is eaten through by the nanites. Watching her equipment fall from her, you try to arm the explosives nonetheless, hoping that at least you'll be able to detonate and destroy this. It wasn't your mission, but you know it's the source of whatever's causing this replication at the facility that's corrupted these drones into whatever they are now. These bimbo drones, these corrupted units. Oh, it's not going to be in vain. She looks up at you and giggles helplessly. You can't tell if it's from the nerves or if it's from some sort of influence that's being brought in by those nanites that have started to turn the entire latex suit that she wears underneath, the sin suit that coats her, made from synthetic living latex. You don't know anymore what it could be, but what you do know is that you're worried about your friend. She looks so desperate as she just looks up at you and smiles helplessly as her cheeks begin to blush, as her earpieces begin to shimmer in between cyan greenish colors and pink.
I don't think I can hold on much longer. It's a pretty silly way to go, don't you think? Oh, it certainly feels different than what I was expecting. To be honest, it feels kind of like I'm being kissed all over. Oh, fuck. She falls to her knees, her eyes unfocused, as you look down, uncertain as to what to do. You could just detonate the explosives and kill you both, but you really don't want to do that. You really are hoping that you'll be able to escape. You notice that the group that you shot when you came in here with those anti-nano munitions have started to recover, stirring slowly, seeming unaffected anymore. So maybe whatever it is reversible. Maybe there'll be a chance that if you don't blow up, that you might get rescued by someone else. That there might be an opportunity here for you to escape this set of possibilities. You look down at your friend, tears mixing with giggles, a smile cracking helplessly on her face, as pink blush seems to appear from nowhere as she looks up at you, giggling helplessly. You can't help it. You want to hug her so badly. There's no way out of here anyways. You're surrounded. You drop to your knees to look her in the eyes as you pull open your visor. You're crying too, knowing that whatever is about to happen, there's no escape from it anymore. You accept your fate. You lean in and kiss her on the lips, feeling the pink that had filled them so recently touch you, as though an electric spark had just zapped you with pleasure. It feels like it's tingling, almost tickling for a moment when you kiss her. You pull back, and her eyes are free of tears, as they seem to glaze over, as they seem to blink. Her eyes lid for a moment, halfway. Her smile brims across her face, and she giggles. It actually feels really nice after a while. Fuck, I think... And she reaches up, touching you. You notice her gloves are pink. All of her combat gear has fallen away. Her smile, so genuine, so full of pleasure, as she pushes you down onto the ground to continue kissing away at you, and everywhere that those lips touch sends an electric blast through you of arousal, of pleasure, and you feel something at the back of your mind tickling all those thoughts away as it gets harder and harder to be worried about the situation, as you feel your own gear falling away from your body, as you can see the pink latex spread across you. You notice that the visor that had been a part of your helmet is starting to shift to a pink color, and that Everything about you is starting to feel lighter, hornier, bubblier, smilier, giggling softly, feeling your earpieces beginning to softly whisper sweet, lascivious ideas into you, feeling hands reach down to your chest, noticing that the latex is bulging out even more and more all of a sudden, that your chest is getting fuller, that you have obscenely large breasts. It would seem that your teammate is also benefiting from this, as suddenly the pair of you are both quite well endowed, and every touch across your newly modified skin is much more intense than it was before. You look down at her groin, noticing a bulge forming there, forming from nothing, nanites drawing together, making a nulge. And as you do, you look down to see it's occurring for you as well, reaching out with a hand to touch hers. She moans. Oh, fuck. That feels really nice. A hand down to your own groin, and the same sends electric signals to your brain somehow, of pleasure, of submission, of giggly, soft, light, vibrant joy, and the pair of you are lost in each other. Nothing matters anymore, and just the touch of each other's rubber-clad hands, the way your hair is becoming very full and light, quaffed in a way that never was before, noticing each other becoming more and more sexy. The hands that drift between the two of you, feeling so good. You're both lost in the pleasure, feeling your hands gliding across your body so slick and soft and arousing and lewd. Every touch is too much, every touch is more intense, every touch builds, finding that you're now pinned down again by your friend. She's got you straddled now as she pushes your knowledges together. The pair of you almost come instantaneously from the sensation of these newly modified organelle. Oh, it's a lot. It's intense. It's potent. It's so good. It's like so fucking good. You just want to get fucking railed by the southern drone. Your head is just full of pink and bubbly, horny, horniness. So fucking horny. Hands can't stop themselves from touching. Bodies can't stop themselves from grinding. The pleasure growing. Finding yourself suddenly eye to eye. Eyes both glowing pink, blank, empty, mindless, and both so full of pleasure. So delightful. So wonderful. So fucking horny. Can't bear it anymore. Can't take it anymore. Looking down, you notice that your menstruations, your touches, your squeezes of her knowledge have caused it to transform yet again, this time sprouting into a rubber cock, matching in pink. You know she certainly didn't have one before, but it doesn't matter now. It's exactly what you want, noticing your own groin undergoing yet another transformation as it slides down and in, and you feel a neediness. A desire for that cock, for that rubbery phallus to be somewhere, please, to just get plowed, to get filled, to get fucked, to get railed. You mule helplessly spreading your legs, and she eagerly grins, lifting your feet up and over her shoulders, and plowing ahead with that cock into her, and you into her, and her into you, and it's more than you can fucking bear. Feels so fucking good, like nothing that could be described, like pure electric arousal being fucked into you as your poor brain just whites out with giggles and soft, bouncy motions being fucked by your battle buddy as she plows you, as she fucks you relentlessly harder and harder until your brain feels like it's going to come unhinged, like it's going to shatter into soft, squishy, rubbery bliss. It feels so fucking good to be used like this, to be a good little rubber bimbo drone. That's what you are after all, just a good little rubber bimbo drone. Just needing to be used and fucked and plowed, feeling each thrust in and out more intensely than you ever felt anything before. And somehow I felt so potent, so much, so overwhelming that you can't stand it anymore. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, oh fuck. Brain whiting out. No, it's not whiting out. It's pinking out. Nothing matters outside of this delight. Even the appearance of more hands, of more touches, of additional bimbo drones, the rest of your unit reuniting with you. Each one of them smiling ditzily, each one of them coated in pink latex, earpieces corrupted, visors glowing pink, eyes empty of anything other than bliss and pleasure. You just continue, allowing yourself to be lost in it, that building crescendo, knowing that it's going to wipe away any guilt, any fear, any concern about what has become of you, because as you let her fuck you, nothing matters, just being real, just what matters. It's what matters. It's what feels good. It's what you need. It's what you want. And you're such a good little bimbo drone, aren't you? So, because good bimbo drones, like, totally don't think. They just, like, fuck and have fun and smile and touch and get coated in latex and thinking so hard to do. Especially when you're not even a drone anymore, you're a bimbo drone, and bimbo drones, like, totally don't need to think. They don't need to think at all. They can just be pretty and fuckable and giggly, and, like, it's really easy. And there's all these other bimbo drones for fucking and cuddling and kissing and snuggling, and it's really easy to just get lost in that and not think about much of anything anymore, because you're just a giggly, fuckable bimbo drone. Oh, too much to think about. The bliss grows and grows until you can't take it anymore, until you're going to explode, until you're going to burst, until you're going to come. Because it's inevitable at this point. It's just how it is. It's going to blast through. It's blasting apart every last bit of you until there's just a giggly bimbo drone covered in latex, so smiley and happy and full of drugs. Well, at least the ones your brain's releasing anyways, because you're definitely full of dopamine amongst other lovely excretions of the mind. Little bimbo drone without a thought. Little bimbo drone not needing to do anything other than just come. Lost in that orgasmic bliss and pleasure, letting that pinkness fill you up, letting yourself go. Feel the world fade, the pull of reality. Feel everything slowly slip away. Knowing that if you want to take anything with you, that if you're in a safe place and time of your choosing, with someone you feel safe and comfy with, or by yourself, that you can call it back forth, that you can allow yourself to return here either by listening again, or by simply embracing that bimbo drone existence for as long as you wish. You can be just like that again. And of course, knowing that it's quite easy, just slip right out of that role, out of that way of acting, that costume, those trappings, so easily, when you need to, when you want to, when you wish to, and be yourself once more. Just like you are right now, letting it all go, until next time. Allowing your mind to slowly drift into the dreamscape, feeling that infinite pulling, rippling feeling, once more present there, once more thinking there, once more aware One drifting up, two feeling more and more present, and three and four and five and six and seven and eight and nine and 10 and 11 and 12 and 13 and 14 and 15, almost there, and 16 and 17 and 18 and 19 and 20, and wide awake, feeling wonderful and refreshed. And you're wide awake now, aren't you? Feeling wonderful and refreshed. Thank you so very much for taking a look into that. It seems we were able to gain some useful information from, well, at least the cameras before they cut out, since it seems that entire squad has gone missing. But that's all right, as the information we got is going to be very useful. Thank you so very much for investigating. And, of course, if you're still listening, I just want to say that without my patrons, I would not be able to do this. So, if you've enjoyed it, please consider supporting me.